Game tonight for the Princeton Tigers. They'll be down at Gilman City taking on the number 4-seeded Osborne Wildcats. Beat Tri-County by 1 point. 8:15 tip time tonight. Win sends the Tigers into the championship of the Gilman City Tournament Saturday at 4:30. Third place game is also Saturday a little bit earlier in the afternoon at 1:30. Be hard to find a team that's hotter right now than the Tigers. They've won 10 straight. Last time they lost was at the Ketchum Center in Trenton all the way back about 6 weeks ago. To Fayette, 53-39 since then. A South Harrison tournament title. Looking for a tournament title this week. And we're going to start our chat here with Coach Damon Collins talking about Saturday night's win over Polo. Coach, things are going well. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. The boys have really been coming together and playing really well.
Polo is an interesting game because they, you know, a lot of times you get a team that, you know, 4-10 coming in, they've lost more than they've won, but yeah, Polo's, I to me, they're better than that record indicates. They got some guys who can shoot the ball, and they gave you some difficulties.
Well, they definitely had some guys got hot, hit the ball, and we knew, you know, Beaver could score. He's a really good player, and he just, you know, continued to make baskets all night. And then they had another kid that I think ended up with 4 threes as well. And, you know, they just kept making runs trying to get back in the game the whole time.
Obviously you had the lead pretty much throughout, but you're able to extend the lead in the second half. And it's kind of one of those games where I looked at the scoring column at the end of the game and, boy, Preston Thomason, I wouldn't say quietly because he played really well in the second half, but he kind of got his points Saturday without you noticing the type of points that he was putting up. He was really good for you.
Yeah, he's seemed to do that several times this year. You think, oh, man, he may not have had quite as many tonight. And you look and, oh, 24 or 26. Mm-hmm. And, and then obviously sometimes they're a little bit louder than others, but he's been pretty consistent all year long.
So with the game the other night, Coach, against Union Star, 71-34 victory. I know very little about Union Star other than, you know, over the past several years they've had some struggles in the basketball scene, both girls and guys. You're a number one seed for a reason. Did you feel like on Tuesday that everything went as the score would indicate for you guys pretty smoothly?
Yeah, we came out and Preston Thomas came out hot again. Had 6 threes in the first quarter and 9 in the first half, and ended the game with 12 threes, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. So, you know, he kind of continued where he's been most of the season, but, you know, kind of started feeling a little bit more, I think, Tuesday night.
Man, 12 threes. Did he, was that all his points? Did he end with 36, or was he up in the 40s?
That was all he had, was just those 12 threes.
Yeah, that's a productive night.
Yeah, we're saying all with 12 threes.
Yeah, 12 times 3, 36. There you go, math 101. I like what I'm seeing from Preston, Coach, and one of the things that he's battled for the last 2 years or so is the fact that, yeah, he might come out and score you 30, and then some nights he might come out and score, you know, 3-4 points and not be much of a factor, and it looks like he's kind of figuring out here in his senior year that he's going to be more athletic and the ability to get to the hole against 95% of the kids he goes against, and he's playing with a lot of confidence right now.
Oh, he definitely is. You know, I think he was probably our best player last year, and he may be our most improved player, you know, coming in this year.
Yeah, he's brought it to another level. At what point did you see, and I know you're around him, you know, even in the fall, Coach, but at what point did you see that, you know, Preston's going to bring his game to a new level this year?
Oh, I think, you know, about that third game of the year at that Albany Tournament Championship against Platte Valley, he came out and Hart started hitting some shots there with defense all over him, and, you know, he's kind of been just riding that ever since.
You know, there's this game against Milan, and we'll save the bulk of that conversation for next week because we talked with you on Thursday, and obviously the game is next Thursday, but he and Hunter Shaw of Milan are so similar with the way they can just jump out of the gym. I'm starting to describe it as you see guys, they look like they jump off a trampoline, and they're not. But are they going to go against each other when you play Milan, Coach? Is that kind of the image that you have with Preston going a lot against Hunter?
Sure, they'll be matched up part of the night. You know, it's all different teams, you know, running zones and stuff, but they'll still be you know, battling each other throughout the night, and that it will be a, you know, fun matchup to watch.
Is it a challenge to make sure that, you know, the guys aren't looking too far ahead? Because that Milan matchup is a big one. You're tied with them for the lead right now in the GRC. Is it difficult to keep the guys' minds off of that game, Coach, or are they pretty focused on game to game?
It hasn't been too hard yet, but I think as it gets closer, it will. You know, we really focused on going one game at a time and, you know, focus on, you know, the next game is our most important game, and they've done a good job with that so far.
Yeah, and a lot of that, too, is you got really good leadership. You know, it's one thing to say that you have seniors on your roster, and you do, but these are seniors that have been playing for 2-3 years, so the leadership on your team is really good this year, is it not?
Oh, definitely. With Thomas and Austin Kelly and Colton Estes, they've, you know, done a great job, you know, bringing the other guys along and bringing the team together and showing really good chemistry.
How much of a momentum boost, especially in the conference last week, Coach? You get three victories in a week, Monday, Tuesday, and then Saturday. That, you know, as far as what you want to do in the GRC, that's a huge week. What did that mean for you guys?
That was definitely big. You know, three wins there is kind of like, you know, winning a tournament, getting 3 weeks, or three wins there, you know, getting three conference wins, you know, setting us up for, like you said, for that, you know, next week coming up.
So with Saturday being February the 1st, I've been asking coaches this all week long. You know, you turn the calendar and you know districts start in February. What's on your to-do list as far as if you want to be playing as well as the Princeton Tigers can possibly be playing once districts hits, Coach? What's the next step for the guys?
Oh, just, you know, continue what we're doing, you know, stay on that path and just, you know, cleaning up some things, you know, as far as execution on plays, because, you know, some, you know, if you get farther along, teams are going to start taking away, you know, your first options. You're going to have to be able to go to your, you know, your second, third options in plays.
So what do you know about Osborne, Coach, your opponent tonight?
Oh, I know it seemed like they've kind of been up and down a little bit this year, you know, played Platte Valley fairly well earlier in the year, had a big lead the other night before, you know, got closer at the end. You know, like, our focus is, like I said, on Osborne tonight, and, you know, hopefully we come out ready to go.
I think, obviously, we don't know who you're going to play Saturday, so we'll save that discussion for later, but you got that huge Milan game a week from tonight, so the one that, when you talked about not wanting to overlook everybody, Maysville at Princeton on Tuesday, that'll be a test to see how you guys handle that with Milan just 48 hours away.
Definitely. Like I said, that'll be a big key on, you know, making our next game our most important one.
Yeah, and yeah, everything going really well right now for Princeton. Princeton is 14-2. They're tied with Milan right now atop the GRC standings, and that game against Milan is looming, but there is at least three games between now and then for Princeton. Maysville Tuesday night up at Princeton. Game tonight at Gilman City against Osborne at 8:15, and then either the first place or the third place game on Saturday. Coach, congrats on the success. We'll catch up with you next Thursday.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.